Hey everyone, I am here with one of my favorite people on the planet, my daughter Brooklyn, and we are here to talk about
Make Crate.
What did we just do?
We recently packed up everything and are about to head across the country.
And what did we bring with us?
Clothes, filming gear, and Make Crate.
That's right, the necessities, right?
Yep.
So we're taking our Make Crate with us. For those who don't know what is a Make Crate?
Make Crate is a fun, hands-on electronic kit paired with an online platform to help teach your kids coding fundamentals and engineering skills.
Great. And what are some of the things you can make with Make Crate?
You can make electronic games, instruments, clocks, and a burglar alarm.
Yeah, and lots of other fun stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super fun. Our family is absolutely loving Make Crate. Where can people find out more about Make Crate?
Go to makecrate.club/SR to order your Make Crate today, and make sure to thank them for our transcripts.
Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton, your host. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited to have my guest on today. I know I say that all the time, but that's because I bring exciting people onto the podcast and people who are so much fun for me to talk to and that who I know are going to be a great encouragement to you. So my guest today is one who I know is going to be an encouragement to you, especially those of you who maybe have older children. It's not just for those with older children, but I know if you've got middle schoolers or high schoolers, this one's going to be especially encouraging for you. Her name is Ray Perry. She educated her 7 children at home since 1987. When her oldest son was 18, he replaced his dad's income in just 3 years. I can't wait for you guys to hear that story because that's a great one. Her second son owns and operates a successful commercial and industrial roofing company. Now a widow and award-winning home business owner, Ray helps families learn how to educate their kids to be leaders and to build home businesses. She hosts 2 annual live conferences and mentors families through her home business coaching program. So Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Yvette. I love what you guys do. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We got to meet you a couple years ago at a conference, and we met you at the Life Schooling Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you were one of the speakers there, and you were just so encouraging. You talked a lot about home business and about just training children to be entrepreneurs. And then we went to your home business conference several months later. And again, we were just so overwhelmed and blown away in a good way by the message that you're getting across. And so you were a homeschool mom who has been really successful in teaching your kids how to become entrepreneurs, and not just your own kids, but families all across the globe, really, literally across the globe, not just families who are in the States. So tell us your story.
Well, I would love to, because basically it's what God has done in our life. I never intended to homeschool our children. I have a degree in education from a major university, and I just thought that we would live the normal life like everybody else lives, and we would have our 2 children, and we would, you know, everything would be fine. And right after we got married, my husband, who had almost 2 master's degrees in education, said, I would like for us to homeschool the children. And I said, forget that. I am not doing that. So after 10 years of trying public school, Christian school, private school with our oldest 2 children, nothing was working the way that we wanted it to. And so we just decided to give it a shot for 1 year. I said, okay, I'll try it. You've been there, you know, 1 year.
Yep.
And
yep.
So we bought some expensive curriculum that was secular, used it for 2 weeks, threw it out, and then just kind of went to the library. And along the way, we met Bob and Tina Farewell and worked for them. They had a company called Lifetime Books and Gifts years ago. They carried 5 children across the country in a bus 6 months out of the year to take the most wonderful Living Books resources to homeschoolers all over the country. And so we went to work for them, and they taught me how to homeschool our children in the second year. Mm-hmm. Then we started homeschooling. So people would come to us all the time, and they would say, sure, Charlotte Mason's wonderful, and this lifestyle of learning concept is really good, but what about high school? And so we were constantly trying to figure out what to do about high school. And about that time, my oldest son had to take a standardized test, and I could tell by the way he took the test, this was not going to go well, and he was not going to be able to play the game you have to play to go to college. So I told my husband we needed to start looking at something else. And so about that time, we started selling with Lifetime Books and Gifts Robert Kiyosaki's books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I believe what he said, and we started studying real estate and doing different things. that he mentioned in his books, because he was from an educator's family, which I was too. So we started studying with real estate. We moved to the country when Drew was 14, my oldest son was 14. And I just gave him the outside and I said, okay, figure out how to monetize this and I'll keep all the children on the inside educated and contained and happy. And I was pregnant all the time, so I was always sick and not doing very well. And so he started studying different ways to bring his dad home. And that's what he did for his high school years when he was starting on when he was 14. So he started off with farming. Then he studied the stock market, studied eBay, sold all, everything in my basement, studied internet marketing, studied lots of different topics. He bought and sold 70 houses during that time.
Wow.
Bought a house he couldn't get rid of. And so we tried to sell it on eBay and created a system for selling houses on eBay, using eBay as the vehicle to sell the houses. But then we offered owner financing and it worked out really well. He created a course. He would speak at the real estate investment club meetings when he was about, I don't know, 17, 18.
Wow.
In Nashville, Atlanta, Birmingham. And he would make $30,000 in a night selling his course to these old guys who didn't know how to use the internet. So I looked at that and I said, okay, my son, who is not super educated, is making $30,000 in an hour, like I had seen my internet marketing friends do. My super educated husband was making $35,000 in a year.
Wow.
And I said, okay, I am seeing and I am living exactly what I have been told about the American dream. And so we started looking at things differently. And long story short, it took about 3 years for us to go through all that process. And we brought my husband home from his job in corporate America. And he was able to stay home with his dad, who lived in our guest house next door for about 3 years. His dad died, but he was here with us for that time. So that was really wonderful. And my husband also got sick. And so right after that, he died. And so I was left with four of our seven children still at home. When I was 55 years old, I didn't want to have to go get a job and leave the home. I wanted to be able to stay home with my kids and continue homeschooling. So I had started a little internet business. I had a little membership site called Educating for Success, where we just talked about how to homeschool your children for home business and specific home businesses. And so we started that, ramped it up a little bit, started a coaching program with it, which is still going after all these years. Started that in 2005. And it took off and went. And then we started hosting conferences. The first one was in my house. The second one was in my house. The third one, we rented a university down the road. And then we started having them in hotels. And now we're in state parks, because state parks are more family friendly. And so we just kind of stumbled into something. So I brought those internet marketers that I saw making millions of dollars in short periods of time. I brought those guys to the homeschool families who were trying to figure out how to make money from home, put those two groups together, and they've ministered very well to each other. And so we host a conference once a year when we bring them in. Then I got invited to go overseas, so I travel internationally now and talk to people wherever I'm invited to go and talk to them about how they can teach their children to have home businesses. So that's pretty much what I do in a nutshell. You know, just your regular average Joe.
That was a really quick nutshell.
Yes.
One of the things I love about your conference is that it's for families, because I know a lot of business conferences obviously are for adults because they're business conferences. And so you take an adult, you know, typically I would say in their 20s or 30s, bring them into this business conference, teach them how to be business owners, entrepreneurs and such. And oftentimes those people are, they're in a situation where, you know, they might have a family that they're supporting, or they might have a job already and they're trying to figure out how to get out of that job and how to get into this lifestyle of owning their own business. But it's hard to break out of that once you're in that adult life. And so, and many people will just take that leap of faith. But when you have a family, that can be a little bit intimidating to do. But your conference, one of the things that was so impressive to me is that there were children, I mean, young children, like I would say all the way down to, you know, 4 or 5 years old, who were in the conference participating in it and being able to hear the stories of all of these people and these leaders who you bring in and how they have been successful in owning businesses. And I want to say it wasn't just, you know, it's not like you brought in people who sell Pampered Chef and Plexus and all those. Now, there's that aspect of home business as well. And I know a lot of people are very successful in doing that. But you had authors who would come in and talk about writing books and how they have been able to monetize that. And a podcaster who was able to monetize his podcast. And so there are so many different ways. You talked about selling on eBay. And I know a lot of people sell on eBay and Amazon and things like that. And so there are so many different ways. And so where do you find these people to come in and be able to educate and pass on their knowledge to the people who are at your conference?
Well, Yvette, that's a great question. And I just feel so blessed that the Lord has put me in the middle of the internet millionaires, guys who create things like home businesses that serve people online, like pop-ups. I know nobody likes pop-ups, but somebody had to create that kind of thing and sure. monetized it. And the guy that created pop-ups and the entire concept of that was my mentor. And I just have been blessed. Like in 2003, it was just a magic year for me. The Lord put me in a bunch of different conferences during that time where I met a lot of different people. And then I maintained those relationships through the years. And when I find out that somebody's doing something that works really well, like mm-hmm. Amazon, like the peer leader of Amazon is one of my dear friends. And when it took off and just went crazy, I just contacted him and said, hey, first of all, you need to have an event. So I hosted his event for him for 6 years. And then I said, why don't you come speak to our people about selling on Amazon? And so we also kind of keep our eye on what's happening because sometimes doors shut, different sure. things that were working don't work anymore. And so what happens is a window opens somewhere. So I always tell people you have to have multiple streams of income and you need to keep your eyes open because those streams can change. Streams that are real rivers that are, in the ground actually do change. They move. And so you have to pay attention to when things move. In Ecclesiastes 11:2, it says, divide your portion to seven or even to eight because you do not know what misfortune may occur on the earth. And yet our government education system says, just go have one job. Well, if you mm-hmm. have one job, and the mom in the household stops her job, quits or doesn't go to work or whatever so that she can stay home and homeschool the children, and you have one job in your house and something happens to that one job or to the person who has that one job, you have no income. Well, right. I think that Solomon in all his wisdom is saying, look, if you have multiple streams of income, if you have seven different projects, like say five different rental houses, a job and a network marketing company, that's seven different streams of income. And something happens to one of those, you still have six more. And right. so I think that we should look at the Bible and follow the wisdom of Solomon rather than what we've been taught in our government education system. The other thing I don't really like is the median income in our country, and we're talking about America here, is $52,000 a year. But yet it takes $70,000 a year to be poor. There's a book by Josh, I forgot his name. Oh my goodness, forgive me. Evangelpreneur. Josh Tolley, he was one of my speakers one time, and yes. he did a study and he said, how much does it cost to live? Because he was about to get married. He was a single young man. And he said, I want to know how much it costs to get married. So he did a study. Turns out to be poor, you have to have $70,000. Yet everybody's proud and aiming at $52,000 mm-hmm. for a family of four. And then you have yeah. seven children or 10 children or 15 children, like some of my friends do. And you're going to live on $52,000 a year. Well, I don't think that's going to work very well. And so you've got to do something different. So one of the things that we encourage our families to do, and this is why I love having children at the events, is if you're stuck in that standard family model that the government education system has taught us, mm-hmm. a man can't get out of it by himself because he's usually working too many hours and he comes home and he's just exhausted and he can't do anything else. Or he might even be working two jobs already. So mm-hmm. if mom and the children can step in and say, look, let's do a project. Let's get all of our schoolwork done by 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Let's work on projects in the afternoon and see if we can create some income so that we can encourage dad and also replace his income. If you've got a couple older children in the house, I'm talking 10, 12 years old, they mm-hmm. are very capable. And sure. a lot of the people that we hire are that age. They own their own businesses. They're not employees. We hire them as contractors. And they advise us and they do technical work for us because young people these days are very smart.
Yes.
So I just encourage these families to work together on bringing their dad home. And once the project money that they're creating in the afternoons exceeds the money that dad is making, then he can quit his job and come home if he wants to. Sometimes they don't want to. Sometimes sure. they like what they're doing, but at least yeah. now they have more money coming into the household. And it's not about being rich and having a lot of stuff, but another concept that I really believe in is we are here on this earth to help others. We're here to serve. That's what we're here for. We have mm-hmm. products, we have services, we have skills, abilities, talents. We're here to help other people. If all I do is make enough money for me to just barely get by, which is what I hear people say all the time, oh, I just want to barely get by. I don't want to be selfish. Then if you have a need and you call me and say, hey, I need $10. And I say, well, I'm sorry, Yvette, but I can't help you because I don't have any money because I just barely get by. I'm not able to help you. But what happens if you need $1,000? You know, I'm not able to help you. And so when we are living with an abundance mindset rather than a poverty mindset, we're able to do what I think that the Lord has us to do, and that is to serve others.
Yep. I agree completely. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I want to talk about some of the success stories of people who you've worked with before. So we'll be right back.
Homeschooling moms, do you ever feel burned out, wondering how all those other moms seem to get it all done? Caring for family, helping at church, running a business, oh yeah, and homeschooling their kids? Well, I want you to quit homeschooling. Yes, I'm serious. I'm Danielle Papagiorgio, and I'm inviting you to attend the free Life Schooling Conference so you can learn to merge life with homeschooling. You see, homeschooling never used to look this way. The homeschool pioneers understood that real life and academics didn't have to be segregated or mutually exclusive. They knew how to incorporate learning into everyday life, teaching with a focus on their children's unique giftings, so they could be free to learn and grow into the unique individuals God created them to be. And I've invited some of those homeschool pioneers, as well as wise moms and dads who are currently homeschooling, to share some of this life schooling wisdom with you. Online, July 11th through 13th, there will be freebies, contests, and more. To learn more and to sign up, visit www.lifeschoolingconference.com. I hope you'll join us and learn to merge real life with homeschooling.
So I want to talk about some of the success stories. And you know, you talk about how hard it is to just quit your job and jump into this whole life of being a business owner, an entrepreneur. And we actually have a neat story of our family. And I think I've told this before on the podcast, but I don't know how detailed I've gotten about it. But about 4 years ago, I guess it was, my husband had been working in the Hollywood film industry, and he had been in that industry for many years. And he loved what he did, but he didn't really believe in the product that he was producing. We were not big TV watchers. We're not big movie watchers. I mean, we enjoy them every now and then, but that's just not us. But he was designed for filmmaking. I mean, he's very good at it. He loved what he did, but he really wanted to do something that was going to really impact God's kingdom. And so he just, for years and years and years, he felt like he needed to get out of that industry. But he felt stuck because he thought, well, I don't have another job. And he worked so much that he didn't have time to look for another job. And it was just this crazy, vicious cycle that he was on for many years, until one day he literally just said, I'm done. And without having another job, in the background, he just quit. He called me up one day, and the girls and I still, you know, talk about how we rejoiced. He said, I just quit. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm coming home. And we literally jumped up and down and rejoiced. And then we got on our knees and we prayed, and we were like, okay, Lord, you've got this. And so he quit cold turkey, and he went several months without having a job. But then he went to work for our church, and he went to teach film production at a Christian school for a year. And he really loved doing that, but really felt like the Lord had put it on his heart for us to go out and make this documentary, Schoolhouse Rocked. And so we took a huge leap of faith, and it was, we just said, Lord, we're going to lay this fleece before you. We're going to trust you. If this is really what you want us to do, we're going to trust you to provide. And so we sold our house. We sold all of our stuff. We loaded up into an RV. And for the past 2.5 years, we've been traveling and filming this documentary, and it has been an incredible journey for us. And what's been incredible about it is not our faith in taking that step, but being able to watch the hand of God provide for our family, because right. We serve an incredibly big God. For those of you who are listening and you don't know that, let me just tell you, we serve a very, very big and very faithful God. And what many people see as maybe foolish for him to leave a job where we had security and he had a, you know, pretty healthy paycheck coming in and we had a nice house, to give all of that up to follow what God was calling our family to do seems foolish. But we didn't do it carelessly, and we still don't do it carelessly. We are very intentional about everything that we do, but we trust that the Lord is going to provide for us, and he has provided for us miraculously over the last couple of years. And so that's our story. We're still in the midst of our story. God is still writing this story for us, you know, as I speak. And it's so neat to be part of what God has called us to do, because we get to do something that is impacting culture and impacting God's kingdom and people and drawing people's hearts towards homeschooling, because we strongly believe in homeschooling. We believe it's the best way to disciple your children's hearts. And so anyway, that's our story. But I would love for you to share some of the other success stories of people who you've worked with before.
Sure. We have many, many success stories, but I don't have permission to tell them because these people are very humble. So I'll tell you a few, but
just change the names and they'll never know.
Yeah, I would love to change the names, but they would know who I was talking about. So about 3 or 4 years ago, a lady came to me at one of the homeschool conventions. I speak at 10 homeschool conventions in the summer on home business. I'm the only person that talks about the things that I talk about, like creating passive income and things like that. Mm-hmm. At the homeschool conventions. And so a lady came to me and she had this face. Oh my goodness. She was in such despair. Mm. She had two older boys and I think she had two or three little kids at that time. And she said, "We're sinking. We're not making it. I don't know what to do." And so I sat down and I talked with her in my booth, because I set my booth up not like you do at a typical trade show where there's a table between you and the people. I'd turn it sideways and put chairs in a circle and make it like a living room and say, "Come into my space. Let's sit down and talk for 3 hours." And we do. So I just asked her some questions about who she was and what she liked to do and what were her goals in life and, you know, her values and things like that. And I just asked her a couple questions about Amazon and shopping and selling and things. And so I helped her create a business selling stuff on Amazon. And I put her in touch with the person that I thought was the best person to teach her how to do that, you know, buy a little course to do that. And then these two boys walked up, these two teenage boys, and they said, "Hey mom, can we, you know, have the car keys or something?" And I looked at them and I was like, "Are these your guys?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Can they drive?" And she goes, "Yes." I said, "Cha-ching, Peter, this is awesome. Teach these guys how to do work with you and send them out to go do some shopping for you. And you can stay home with the little kids. And if this is going to work." Well, every time I saw her for the next 2 or 3 years, she got more and more excited. And we actually had her speak at our conference this past February at our home education for home business conference. In 2 years, she had replaced her husband's income. Wow. He was a public school teacher. Mm-hmm. She tripled his income in 2 years and had a baby and got sick from the baby from when she was pregnant. She had a bad pregnancy, had the baby, recovered from that, and was still sick. And brought her husband home, and one of the boys I think graduated from school or something, and they were helping her, but I think they're actually both gone now. And so that was 2 years. They beat us. And she actually says now that she made last year made $175,000.
Wow.
Homeschool mom. And she has given us permission to share that. She shared that at our last conference. I was super proud of her. Okay. So another lady that was a vendor at the homeschool conventions years ago, was working with her husband, and her husband was the one that was providing the service. It was technical IT stuff. And I looked at him one day and I thought, okay, this man looks very sick to me. And I went up to her and talked to her at one of the shows. And I said, "Is he okay?" And she said, "No, he's not okay." I said, "Well, if anything happens, call me." Well, she called me a year or two later and she said he died. Hmm. And I said, "I'm so sorry. I totally know your pain. I know how this is. And she goes, "I don't know what I'm going to do." So I taught her how to do a project, and she had a 6-year-old daughter still at home. Her children had all left home, but she had this one daughter left at home. So she works with that daughter, and they sell things online too. And so now the daughter has taken over. She loves it. She plays with the phone and she does videos of herself when they go out and buy things and put up online. And so they are making money and doing very well. And we host a summer home business contest every year where the winner wins $1,000, and that year they won it. Now Joy was 6 years old when she did, and you're going to say, "Well, a 6-year old's not old enough to win a contest." Well, yeah. What I teach these young people is, when you don't have what you need, you partner with somebody who has what you do need, which is old age. So the mom entered the contest, even though Joy did a lot of the work, and they won. This last year, we had a girl in South Carolina who had actually had an automobile accident and was severely brain damaged. Mm. And she's a horse whisperer. And she's going through some recovery you know, therapy and all. But during that time, she kept on training horses, and she became very concerned that people who are going through trauma recovery phases bond really well with animals. And so she started training miniature horses to go serve people who have special needs of all kinds. And so she entered the contest this last year, and she won. So, wow. And she was 14. So she entered with her mom because she was only 14. Her mom had to enter. Her mom is a veterinarian who uses homeopathic oils to cure, well, not to cure, but to help animals. And she is a Young Living distributor too. And so they are just doing very, very well in spite of having a very hard year, because all three, the mom and the two children, were both, were all three in the car accident. And it was just devastating to them. We have a young man who was 11 when I hired him to be a teacher to a lady who had two children older than him that were in high school, public high school, to teach her how to sell things on Amazon. And he did that. He did 10 sessions with her and got paid. Wow. And then we sent him to China with his dad to go learn how to buy and sell directly from the manufacturers in China. And while he was there, he was actually in a training session, and he made a little promo video on his iPad while this training session was going on. He was 12 years old, and he showed it to the host of the conference, and the guy played it on the next session, and it, on a gigantic screen. And he told all the people that were there, he said, "This is what you guys need to do if you're going to be selling online. You have to have little videos and know how to put them out there online." Right. And then he had the guy come up on the stage, and he goes, "Now can they hire you to put their videos together for like 30-second videos?" And he goes, "Yeah, sure." So in 2 minutes, this young 12-year-old man made $1,200.
Wow.
So, and he's now helping his family sell online, and they all work together, and they're working on bringing their mother home from her job as a doctor. So we have lots of people all across the country. Sure. These are in South Carolina, Michigan. We have one in Georgia. A man went with me on a cruise and talked to one person at breakfast, came home and changed one digit on his website and doubled his income. And then this year, I believe he's about to triple it, and he sells cats online. That's all he does.
Wow.
So what's a crazy sports? I mean, there's all kinds of ways of making money out there. You just have to, you know, find what works for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we talk a lot about this on the podcast. God has given every single one of us a gift and a talent and an ability to do something. And so I know sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly what that is and what your passion is and how God will use you to be able to do those things. But he will, if you just lay that at his feet and surrender to him, he will help you through it. And so it's very exciting. I was talking to a friend yesterday, Teresa Bowen, and she said something to me that was it was one of those things. I said, I've got to just remember this. And she said, "Walk with the wise and be wise." And it's such a true statement. If we walk with people who are wise, we're going to be wise. If we walk with fools, we're going to be foolish. And becoming an entrepreneur and becoming, you know, even with our kids, someone who is going to be successful at doing business, if we walk with people who have done it well before us, it doesn't always mean we have to do it exactly the way that they've done it, but learn from them, walk beside those people and just glean wisdom from them. And I know you talk a lot about mentorship at your conference and through just your different platforms that you have. What have you seen mentorship be able to do for people who are trying to earn a living and earn an income from home?
Oh, mentorship is key, because we are not taught to think like entrepreneurs. We talk about America being an entrepreneurial country, but yet our government education system teaches us all to be employees.
Right.
That's all it does. There is no place in education, including an MBA, where you are ever taught to have a home business or think for yourself. So if you're going to do that, you're going to have to learn it from somebody else. In fact, nowadays, our government education is teaching us to have a government job, not just a job, but a government job. So if you're trained in that mindset for 12 or 14 or 16 or 18 or 20 years, mm-hmm. it's hard to break out of that. And so you have to have somebody that comes alongside of you and talks to you and teaches you how to think that is different. And so what I do by bringing these a lot of them are millionaires. I like to have millionaires because they are qualified. You know, you don't want to learn from how to make money from somebody who understands the scriptural principles or has some great ideas or philosophy or theory. You right. want to see that they know what they're doing.
Right.
So I bring in people who are proven experts to talk to people. Mm-hmm. So they come in and they teach just by the sessions that they do, they teach people, they challenge the way that they think, and they help them to try to get over that mindset that we've taught. And what I realized from going to conferences with my children for years is that being indoctrinated in that mindset for so long is hard to overcome.
Sure.
And so when you take your young people who are trusting and believing and who have not been exposed to that to a conference, and somebody stands up and says, you can if you think you can. Mm-hmm. And if you put your mind to it and learn how to turn that computer on, it's actually an ATM. It'll crank out money if you know how to use it. Mm-hmm. They believe that. Now, those of us who are skeptical and older, we go, oh, no, my brother's sister's friend's barber's cousin told me that wouldn't work.
Right.
And so, you know, we're very skeptical and we don't trust new things sometimes, and we don't trust the internet. And, you know, we just don't understand the whole concept at all, but these young people get it. And so what I love is when a family comes together to our conference and they sit and they listen together. I don't have childcare or another room for the kids to go off and play someplace else. I want those kids sitting right there in that room,
yeah.
in that big ballroom with their parents, so that when they go home, and they'll do a bunch of cool, fun stuff while they're there, because we have lots of things going on at night. We have English country dancing and cryptocurrency yeah. talks and lots of other things. But when they go home, when they're riding home, they're going to talk about what they heard. Mm-hmm. And the parents are going to have one perspective of it, and the young people are going to have another perspective. And sometimes the older people don't get it. But if there are seeds planted in those young people's minds that they think that they can do something different, then they will step out and do something and try things that are new that the parents never would. An example of that is Drew had a course on how to sell houses on eBay years ago. He turned it off, unfortunately, and somebody else bought it, so it is out there still for sale. But he taught this course, and there was a family in Texas that bought the course from him, and they went home, and the young man sent him a video about a month later, and the boy was 14 years old, and he said, "Hey, Drew, just want to let you know, Mom bought your course and gave it to me because we wanted to sell our house. We didn't know if it would work or not, but I sold the house. Here's a check. I just want to show you it works.
Wow.
Thanks, appreciate it." So, you know, the mom might have been a little apprehensive about trying to do something that was different. Because
yeah.
back then, nobody sold houses on eBay like we did.
Right.
And this young person said, "Hey, well, if Drew can do it, I can do it," you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what they need to see. And so mentors come in all shapes and sizes. They come in, I mean, you just never know who is going to end up mentoring you. And some of the best ones come along in an informal situation.
Sure.
My oldest son went to a auto mechanic 2 days a week when he was 12. My husband would just drop him off at work and then pick him up on the way back. And all he did was just work at the auto mechanic's shop all day long. And he learned a tremendous amount of things about machines. Well, now he owns 3 dirt companies, mm-hmm. and he has wow. a lot of tractors. He also flips tractors online, all kinds of machinery. He'll bring a piece of machinery home, buy it somewhere, fix it up, spray paint it yellow, you know, Rust-Oleum yellow, pressure wash it, and then flip it the next day or two and make some money on it. And so he learned how to do, you know, he loves it. He's a guy. They love tinkering with things like that.
Sure.
He learned that how to do that, the mechanic work, from a man who he just spent some time with. And
yep.
then the man actually ended up homeschooling his youngest child.
Mm.
So, you know, it works out so that it's win-win for everybody.
Yes. Oh, that's so awesome. We are out of time for the podcast, but I want to continue this conversation because I have a few more questions I want to ask you. And I would love for you to tell homeschool moms, give some very specific things. And I should say dads. I always say homeschool moms, I think, because I'm a mom. And so naturally I say homeschool moms, but we have several dads who listen to the podcast as well. So dads, I'm sorry. I don't ever mean to offend you by saying moms. But for homeschool parents listening, let's continue the conversation. And can you maybe give some very specific steps that they can take to helping their children to become entrepreneurs?
Well, first of all, I think that that entrepreneurial spirit is already inside of everybody because God is an entrepreneur. We were made in the image of God. Hey, this whole earth is a big project, and God took a huge risk putting this thing together, putting two people in charge, putting them in a garden and giving them one rule: don't eat that. And what did they do? They ate that. Was that a risk or not? I mean, let's talk about real risk here. It affected the entire world. So I think that everybody has an entrepreneurial spirit. And I think what happens is our educational system crushes that. Mm-hmm. And people tell you all through your early life, that won't work. And so you crush those dreams down inside of you. And so all we do is we just speak life to them and say, hey, what's inside of you that you've always wanted to do? Mm-hmm. But don't be afraid to trust God. Don't tell your children no all the time. Don't try to control everything that they do. Let them go. Because so many times they'll come to you with a crazy idea like my boys did. Hey, let's sell this house for a penny on eBay. And one of them said a penny, one of them said a dollar. I'm like, what? We don't mock our children at this house. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking to myself, you can't do that on eBay. Mm-hmm. Don't say, we can't afford that. Say, how can we afford that? And if they come to you with a project, just say, I don't see it. How are you going to make that happen? Including, how are you going to finance it? How are you going to pay for this thing? And just give them the responsibility. Don't think that you have to follow what the state says that we have to do to the letter of the law, because there's a lot of leeway inside of our state regulations. A lot of times they say they want you to have 4 years of math. Well, then study bookkeeping and accounting and statistics and marketing and things like that to get credit for your maths. And make sure that you're including real things, but use real books, real projects, and real people. Keep your academics to the morning and do cool, fun stuff in the afternoons.
Yeah, I love it so much. Let's continue this conversation for Backstage Pass members. Really quickly, for those listening to the podcast, where can they find out more about you and your conference that you have coming up in August?
Awesome. I'm on Facebook, Ray.Perry, Rhea.Perry. Ray.Perry is on Facebook. You're welcome to follow me. And our conference coming up is at Educating, that's E-D-U-C-A-T-I-N-G, for success.com/2019HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference. Okay. So that's educatingforsuccess.com/2019HBC.
Okay, awesome. And as always, we will have the links to that in the podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. For Backstage Pass members, we're going to keep going with this conversation for a few more minutes. So stick around. I hope this episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast has been an encouragement in your homeschool journey. For great homeschooling videos, articles, giveaways, and more, check out members.schoolhouserocked.com and use the coupon code PODCAST10 to save 10% on any paid Backstage Pass membership. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and leave a review.